JKT Mobile.
Via 2 JKT.
Go ahead.
Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, John here.
JKT Eric here, good to meet you. Just, you know, headed up 85, headed home from work, just wanted to see who was around.
Good. Nice to be off wet work so early. And don't have to mess with all the rush hour traffic. If you told me your name, I didn't hear it, so give me your name, even if you did.
My name is Eric, it's Echo Romeo India Charlie. Eric, QSL?
There, Eric. My wife heard you. I didn't. Anyway, curious where you picked up your 2 call. If you're originally from Tuland, I grew up in Tuland, but I haven't lived up that part of the world in 43 years.
About 43 years for me, too, now that I think about it. But, yeah, I grew up in a little town called Manhattan. You might have heard of it, but got my ticket when we were living upstate in New Paltz, a little bit north of the city there. So, yeah, definitely from Tuland. Love the pizza, love the street hot dogs and the shish kebabs and all that. But haven't been back to visit for a while.
Well, you and I share some commonality there. I grew up just north of that little town. Little village called Manhattan. I grew up about 20 miles north of the Bronx in Westchester County. This is in Westchester, or maybe it's in Dutchess County, or maybe even Orange County. I can't remember.
It's actually in Ulster County, a little further north. So just to the west of Dutchess County, north of Orange. But yeah, Ulster County, New York.
I would imagine if you've been here about as long as I have, you're probably about the same age as me. And I came down to the Atlanta area in 1983. I was a young man, college graduate, looking for a job. And Atlanta fit that bill nice. And, really enjoyed my younger years in the Atlanta area. Not so much these days. Atlanta's gotten to be way too crowded. And I'm still kind of a part-time resident in the Atlanta suburbs. But spend more and more of my time lately here in the upstate. We've had a house up here for almost 13 years now, and we just recently retired. So, we get to spend a lot of time up here now. Matter of fact, we're on the way to our South Carolina place. We spent some time in the Atlanta area and even made a quick trip to Florida. So, anyway, that's the story here. By the way, we are in the northern part of Pickens County, very close to Table Rock, very close to Shane. I'm sure everybody knows N4ZLK.
He's part of the morning crew. I usually leave for work around 5, and he's usually in our morning group. So, I've talked to Shane many, many times. But, I lived in Atlanta from 1992 until 2001. I attended a little university there called Georgia Tech and got my engineering degrees there. And then from there, I headed up to Philadelphia for another 10 or so years, and then went down to Seneca, South Carolina. Lived there for about 10 years, and now I'm living up in Shelby, North Carolina, but work in Anderson. So have a bit of a commute, but it's a good job, worth it, and hybrid, so I'm only going in a couple days a week. But there's a story. I've lived just about everywhere on the Eastern Seaboard, so just maybe plotting out which place is next.
I have a pretty good commute. How long does that take you? And I can see why you're working, I guess what you would call off hours. Because I know 85 gets pretty bad during rush hour.
86 miles each way for me, and I only go in the office 2 or 3 days a week, and I'm free to set my schedule. So I usually, I'm in the office by 6:30, and I leave around 2:30 to head back north to get it before the crazies hit the 85 north in the afternoon.
You think your commute is no longer than mine was? 40 miles or so from the northern suburbs into downtown Atlanta. Although, I didn't have to go to the office. I was in sales for, all of my career. So I was either riding around with the crazy people in my company vehicle. And then after COVID, I realized I didn't need to hit the streets like I used to. And I kind of coasted my last couple of years, mainly working from the house, just answering the phone and, you know, taking care of my folks. And a commute, I remember living in Atlanta, how, going 4 miles to the grocery store could take you half an hour each way. And, I definitely don't miss the traffic. When I was leaving Philadelphia, my then wife and I, we looked at moving to Atlanta because I lived there before, and the company I was working for at the time had an office in Roswell. And we drove down to check it out, and we didn't even make it to Atlanta. We hit that Gwinnett County rush hour, and we're like, nope, and we just turned around. And that's how we actually landed in the Clemson area, because we turned around and we were headed back north and decided to just jump off the interstate and check out Clemson. And we both liked that area just driving around, so I found me a job over there, and there we moved. So it was kind of a lucky thing to find the Clemson area after, you know, hitting that Atlanta rush hour.
You see, L, and I am in Cody County. All right, so you know the Atlanta area. We, our house is in Forsyth County, Cumming. We're about 2 miles north of downtown Cumming. And, you know, when we moved there, my wife has lived there, I think, since 85. Boy, that was the country. I moved out there in 97, and it was still the country. And Forsyth County went from being a sleepy little bedroom community of Atlanta to the full-blown, crowded suburbs. I think there was 80,000 people in Forsyth County when I moved there, and I think we're about 300,000 now, maybe more. We are every bit as congested as Gwinnett is.
And, we're seeing the same kind of growth in Cleveland County up in North Carolina. You know, when I moved, I've only been in Shelby for about 3 years now. Since I moved, the population, it seems like it's doubled. I mean, the traffic is a lot worse and there's a lot more going on. It just seems like every place is getting built up as fast as they can. They're building houses literally everywhere. So it won't be long before I'm looking to get even further out in the country if I can even find it. But, it's just, the price of progress, I guess. It's is all the growth and, people fleeing the high-cost cities and getting out to where it's a little bit cheaper to live.
About that, I had to pass a slow poke here on the two lanes, so didn't want to be holding the microphone and doing a little bit of a dangerous maneuver. Not really dangerous, but anyway, I'm seeing the growth in Pickens County, but luckily the worst of it is down in Easley. Out where we are, there is not a lot of growth, not a lot of, well, there's, like, no new subdivisions going up. I hope it stays that way, at least as long as I'm alive.
But I got a QRT for a minute. We hit traffic, and I got a lot of red flashing lights coming up behind me, and I'm pulling a trailer, so I need to negotiate this. I'll be back in a little bit, but for right now, the traffic situation begs it. W2, JKT, John, I will get back on here if I can in a little bit.
Before I get to the repeater coming up Highway 11, the worse I'm going to get into it. I can usually get into it okay in Oconee County, but the Highway 11 corridor is not very good for this repeater, so you probably won't be able to hear me. But nice to meet you there, Eric. Safe travels back to Shelby. Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll chat again soon. W2JKT, I believe was the call. 73 from K4WCL.
Alright, 73, John. You can probably hear that siren going by me, but have a great Christmas if I don't talk to you again, and have a great one. We'll talk to you later. W2JKT.
Good afternoon, Eric, and hello, John and Lori, N4ZLK.
Shane? Yes, you are correct. I got Miss Lori riding shotgun. Been down in the Atlanta area for about a week. We did have to run down to Florida for a funeral. That's all over with. And, yeah, coming home for a few days. How you been?
Doing well. And I heard Gabo when you first keyed up there to talk to Eric. Heard him whining in the back seat. So hello to him as well. And yeah, I knew about the funeral. I'm sorry about that. Saw the picture of that really nice looking twin brother of yours there. That was a pretty cool picture.
Yeah, it was kind of funny though. I ran into three of my buddies, my brother's buddies. I guess, you know, we both know each other. We all know each other. And next thing I know, Lori and I are just going to spend a nice quiet night in the hotel. We're out hanging out by the pool, enjoying adult beverages. And then they wanted to go out and have dinner, and I was like, yeah, I think we're just going to order pizza. And next thing I know, they're at a bar over by my brother's house, and he said it was close enough he could drive his golf cart there. But like Jason said, somebody's going to get arrested tonight, but nobody did.
It's a good thing. I'm glad everybody was aware of that as well. Have fun, but be careful and be respectful of other people. Well, I'm glad you guys are on the way back up. I hope the trip is in good, and welcome to the sunny South Carolina weather.
Glad to know that it's sunny in Pickens County because it's kind of a misty, foggy rain here in Oconee County. But I'm sure you're being facetious. And, yeah, glad to be back. You know, I just, home doesn't feel like home anymore. I get very aggravated with the traffic, and then we had to drive through downtown Atlanta yesterday. Boy, what a fun trip that was.
I can only imagine. John, I have not been on, well, I have. I've been on 85 about four times since August 31st, or August 29th, I guess, was my last day. And I don't know. I don't know if I could handle Atlanta anymore. I'm sure I could, but it has been so nice not to have to get into that traffic.
I had to repeat it a little bit. So you let me know when I'm too scratchy. Yeah, I'm the same way. I think Lori was not real keen about going through the city. You know, I still remember what I call combat driving. You know, that's kind of the mentality you have to have if you go straight through the city. And, you know, I've done it so often. It all came back to me pretty quick on had a drive in Atlanta, but I sure was glad we got to Forsyth County and I got the dog out of jail and got home. And, yeah, I can see why people that are not used to driving in Atlanta or maybe pass through there occasionally, I can see why they absolutely hate Atlanta, because it's not fun.
Wasn't. And you are getting pretty scratchy. I got most of it. Not bad enough to say I couldn't understand it. But, yeah, I don't miss going down there. And I remember the first few times I ever drove down there, just visiting or driving through. It was quite a chore, and felt a little stressed after you get through it. When I was doing it regularly for work, it didn't seem to be that bad. Of course, it was mostly at night, and I was getting paid, so if I got held up a little bit, it didn't really matter because I was just making money. The longer it took me, the more I made, so it wasn't so bad. But it is different when you're in a personal vehicle.
And Lloyd did do some of the driving, but that was mainly in the rural areas of Georgia and Florida. I took over. As a matter of fact, I drove the whole way back. We did stop in Valdosta Tuesday night. But anyway, Shane, you're getting scratchy on me. Let me concentrate on my driving and training. So, I'll catch up with you later on. Appreciate you jumping in. But don't talk to you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and Laura. Lori and Gabo as well, and everyone else. Be careful driving home. We'll talk to you later. K4WCL and 4ZLK.